focus on the very aspects that you can actually do something about. And that suddenly takes away all the pressure. Instead of asking people for the answers to my problems, I started asking the right questions. But what you do in your life is never about what you do in your profession. It is part of what you do in your life. Look at time as something to be valued and not something to be managed. You know, there are times in your life when you feel like everything's going right for you, but nothing feels right. You're sitting in this pool of telling yourself that everything that can go wrong has gone wrong, and you have no sense of direction. You have no way to move ahead. I found myself in that spot sometime in 2020. It wasn't the pandemic. You know, I'd successfully built an agency from scratch, sold it at one of the highest valuations that you could find. I'd really found a future for my entire team. And then when the pandemic hit, a lot of plans that I'd worked towards over the last 5-7 years before that just went away. They say that you can plan your life as much as you want, but life always has other plans. And that's exactly what happened to me. And I couldn't face the fact that I was unhappy. Great family, successful career, but yet, I was unhappy. And it's only when, at that point of time, when I was at the bottom in my head, did I sit down and ask the right questions. I found a series of frameworks I should follow, and I found a few guides and instruction manuals I could fill in with my own story, with my own learnings, so I could work towards building my best life. And what I want to do today is share 7 steps that led me to figuring out the journey towards my best life. I'm going to share them with you in this episode of Take a Pause with me, Varun Dugirala. But before we head into these 7 steps, I want to make sure you hit subscribe and you smash that bell icon, going straight into the 7 steps. Focus on what is under your control. You know, I found stoicism early in the pandemic. I had read it a little bit, but hadn't taken it that seriously. And the line that stood out for me across everything in stoicism was this simple point that while the world around you might be going wrong, all you can actually do is focus on what is under your control. Focus on the very aspects that you can actually do something about. And that suddenly takes away all the pressure, all the strain you feel, all the sense of feeling overwhelmed that you get from trying to sort the world's problems. You focus on what you can control, and suddenly everything feels actionable. Everything feels practical. It feels like things you can actually do with your two hands. And the more I did that, the less overwhelmed I felt. And the more I kind of saw myself being more action-oriented rather than, in many ways, being fear-oriented. You move towards action instead of being driven by fear. And that's what you learn from this. Don't go looking for answers. Go looking for the right questions. We roam around in our lives, right? Asking people for answers for the problems in our lives. But what I realized during that period of time was that instead of asking people for the answers to my problems, I started asking the right questions. Started asking the questions of why do I judge myself so much? Start asking the questions of why did I feel so down and out? Start asking the question of what truly makes me happy? What do I truly cherish in life? What do I want to really do with everything that the world's kind of given me? And what do I do about everything that's been taken away? Until I sat down and actually was honest with myself and asked those questions, I didn't find the answers. I only found the answers because I asked the right questions. Understand the things that give you a purpose feeling. A purpose feeling is something which, when you do it, it gives you a sense of purpose. It almost feels like something that has purpose within it. You know, it's what you call an energy booster rather than energy drainer. When you're doing something that is genuinely boosting your energy, you know, you might be working on it for 4, 5, 6 hours, but you just generally feel the energy to do more and more of it. Versus when you do something, it kind of feels like it's draining all that energy from you. That's the difference between an energy booster and an energy drainer. And the boosters generally also give you this sense of purpose. They make you feel like, oh my God, this is what I really enjoy doing. This is what I really want to do. It makes me feel like I'm not just moving ahead myself. I'm moving forward in the best possible way. And the more you dig into that, and I remember what I did. I was working with a coach at that point of time, and she made me list out all the things that gave me purpose. And not all of them were serious career-oriented things. They were, you know, it could just be sitting by myself, which is actually one of my core purposes. I enjoy spending time with myself. It is a core purpose of mine. It could be about something you share with others. It could be time you spend with someone. It could be a very simple action of just writing in your journal every day. That might give you that purpose for you. It's finding those things amongst the list of all the things that give you a sense of purpose that can in many ways become almost those markers you follow to figure the journey of your life, to figure how you can kind of go ahead with it. And once you map that out and put it on paper, things seem a lot clearer than they would be if you let this swim in your head. Your work goals are not your life goals. Your work facilitates your life goals. You know, we tend to go and ask people, what do you do in life? And they always tell you what they do in their profession. But what you do in your life is never about what you do in your profession. It is part of what you do in your life. You know, we have so many different aspects to us. There's our work, there is our personal life, there is the friends and family, there is your own connection to some form of, I wouldn't call it spiritual, but there's some form of connection we have within ourselves to something. All of these together form your life, and you have goals connected to each and every one of them. So when you tell yourself that all the goals you can have in your life are only focused on a career, you are almost neglecting, putting aside and taking away importance from all those other things which are, if not as important, oftentimes are more important than just what your career is about. And that was a crucial learning for me, right? Because I had till that point of time driven myself to about 80-90% only focusing on my career. And I realized that the reason I felt so deflated is because when the pandemic hit and there was a bunch of stuff around my career that went sideways, it just took away all my energy, took away all the sense of purpose that I had. But when I realized that there were other things that give me that same sense, it didn't just help those boost my energy levels. It actually helped my actual career find new direction, find new purpose, and find in so many ways the best foot forward and the best direction forward for me. Time is not something to be managed. We all believe that we get the most out of our lives, we get the most out of every single moment by managing our time. But what you actually realize is that when you form the systems and habits that help you truly use your time in the best possible way, by almost treating it like gold, like one of my favorite books in the last couple of years, a book called 4,000 Weeks. It talks about the fact that we only have 4,000 weeks to live. But what you actually don't realize is that, so managing that time, if you treat it like, oh my God, I only have 4,000 weeks. You really value every moment. You really look at every single thing you use your time towards. And truly look at systems that make sure that they're used for the right things. And for you to prioritize the right things and take away every single shiny object that feels like it needs your attention and needs your time, but in the long term doesn't really matter for you. So look at time as something to be valued and not something to be managed. Life is a marathon, it's not a sprint. And while we might push ourselves to run at the pace at which the world is asking us to run, we oftentimes end up draining ourselves of all the ability to actually last and really last towards every single moment as we move ahead. You know, you get burnt out, you get overwhelmed, you start to really think about, can I really do this? You start to kind of have these waves of highs and crashes. If you pace yourself almost like a marathon runner, like an athlete, you're pacing yourself and finding out what your individual pace is, what speed can you operate at to get the optimum results in your life. It's like one of my favorite quotes of all time, which is, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And if you really think about that, it's one of the biggest insights in life. And this was said by someone who won an award for theater at the age of 70 or 75, if I remember right. And he won that after an entire career of being this huge theater personality. And he said this on stage when he won the award, because he said it was the journey and the pace at which he moved that made him never really look at not getting an award as, oh my God, why haven't I gotten that award yet? I need to get there faster. But he saw it as, I'm working towards something, not get there today, I'll get there tomorrow. I'll get there 5 years, 10 years down the line, but you'll get there. If you pace yourself, you actually have that second and that moment to pause and really reflect on what you've been able to do, reflect on where you are right now, and really think about where you're kind of going to go. When you mix those things together, that's when you get satisfaction, right? If you move so quickly, you aren't going to be satisfied with anything you do because you're just moving on to the next thing. You pace yourself, you enjoy the view, you also get to do the journey. And the most important learning I had was to focus on the tiny moments of joy. Focus on the small things in your day, in your week, which you often disregard because they seem like normal things for you. It could be you brewing that cup of coffee, it could be that conversation with your friend late at night. It could just be something that you do as a side gig, not even to make money. You might just enjoy playing a music instrument. You might enjoy being a creator just for that. You're not doing it for any other reason. And when you actually learn to soak in those moments, to really focus on those tiny moments of joy, they all add up together and they give you happiness and they give you a way to truly find value and almost give you that playbook and that route, that map to build your best possible life. So these were 7 things and 7 steps that I learned to start my journey towards my best life. And I only figured this out at the age of 38, 39, and I'm 40 now. But what I want to continue doing on this show is to bring on people and even share stuff from my own life with all of you. So you get to do that at whichever stage in life you're at. So you can kind of build the best version of your life. You can build that playbook, that instruction manual for your own life. So you can move towards having more clarity, having a lot more balance, learn how to grow at a pace that is yours to find slow growth. And more than anything else, seeing the value in taking a pause through your day, through your week, and through your life. And if this gave you value and if it gave you things to think about, yeah, I'd love for you to share what you really got value from, what resonated with you in the comments below. And also, hit subscribe, smash that bell icon so you get more content like this and many conversations coming up, many of my own learnings coming towards you. But for that, you gotta hit subscribe.